Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 3 Staff podcast. I'm going to start with the week that has just happened. I had a really positive meeting with the Clontarf staff. That's the Aboriginal Sporting Academy that's looking to come to Port Lincoln High School in 2019. It was great to meet the staff that were based in Perth and to hear about the stories about the successes of Clontarf over the past decade. There is some work to be done for the rest of this year, mainly securing a double classroom for the Clontarf staff to work from, and also to send a range of data sets to Clontarf so that they know what their starting point is. They're looking at data over the past 10 years for all Aboriginal boys, and then their attendance rates, retention rates, SACE outcomes, etc., etc. The other large thing that does need to start to happen is some employment of some staff directly related to the Clontarf program. We're looking to have a cohort of Aboriginal boys start after Easter or close to the beginning of Term 2 next year. I would like to acknowledge all of the teachers that are currently writing and editing school reports. They look to be going out in November this coming week, November the 1st, that is, this coming week. I know there's a fair bit of work still to be done on them, and I encourage everybody involved in that process to make sure they stick to their timelines and produce a product that they're proud of. The other thing that I want to acknowledge is the amount of work that went into the celebration for the Year 12s. It all culminated last Friday, and it was a great time with those Year 12s to celebrate the past 5 years. Thank you to all the staff that were part of the preparation, were there for the luncheon. It was great that you voted with your feet and were able to put that time aside for those Year 12s. I know a range of them were really, really positive and really accepting of all of the support that the school has provided them over time. The last thing that I do want to say is that Greg Barry has decided to take long service leave from January to July next year. It's now some work with Chris Roberts, our education director, and the PAC to decide what it is that they want to do from a leadership point of view for the beginning of 2019. Now, switching to this coming week, I've got a third principal tour on Wednesday from 11:30, so I'm looking for everyone to pitch in and make sure the yard is as best safe as it possibly can. I want to also acknowledge the work that Tony Kittle and Al Scott have done in preparation of the yard and removal of graffiti, etc., etc. They've done a great job, so thank you to everybody. Also got a workabout centre meeting this Tuesday just to work with Jolene Miller, who's the new coordinator, and the Adelaide-based staff to see where that goes from 2019. The workabout centre is an Aboriginal program to transition students into the workforce, looks like that's something that we'll have a cohort starting with from the beginning of next year. The last thing that I've got, a significant thing that I've got running for this coming week, is a budget meeting to set up the processes and budget allocations for 2019. That includes the staffing and the leadership costs, as well as the programs and faculty-based budgets. So that's something that we want to get organised nice and quickly so that we know where we stand in the coming weeks. Just to finish off, I want to also draw your attention to my 50-day plan. I talked about that at this time last week. I'm still keen on people contributing to that. So please use the option that you've got in Office 365 and in Teams to provide your feedback. We're looking at what sorts of things do we want to be using Sector for, and in particular direct messaging. When is it appropriate to use school email? And then what sort of work do we want to be doing within the team structure? Some of you have put some comments up into Teams, which I appreciate, and that has been around training and development, and that's certainly something that's in my thoughts, that we need to make sure people know how to use the software itself. But really, at this point, I'm looking for some common agreement by the end of this year, so come the beginning of 2019, people know which software to use, which communication. The other thing I'm looking for is some feedback around research skills from years 8 to 10, and what that looks like, and how the Resource Centre can contribute positively towards better research skills. We already know that we're staffing research practices at stage one, and we'll obviously continue to staff a much more positive and successful program for research project at stage two. So I appreciate everybody's work and giving me the information. If you can continue to do that, that would be wonderful. Those of you who have made it through to the end of the podcast, I didn't want to believe that my dad was stealing from his job as a road worker, but when I got home, all of the signs were there. Thanks, everybody, and I wish you all a great week three.